Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us this morning. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we will get your calls in our next segment. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Leonard Perlmutter, author of the book Your Conscience, The Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. And that is a big title and a big offer, and it's a cute little book and very easy to read, and a lot of wisdom in this book. We'll talk to Leonard Perlmutter at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase Youngevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your Youngevity products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470. They can give you the scoop, or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, all our lines are open. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls if we have them next segment. And Leonard Perlmutter will be with us at the bottom of the hour. His book, Your Conscience, an elegant, simple, and life-changing guide to putting your conscience in the driver's seat. Leonard will be with us at the bottom of the hour. I read his book over the weekend, or last weekend, and it's super easy to read and super packed with really good stuff, good information. I think we have a consciousness problem in our world today. We seem to think that if we rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, if we work on the outside part of our world, we work on the accoutrements, we rearrange the furniture of our lives, we can have better lives. But I don't believe that's the case. I believe that the world is a mirror to what we are, what's going on between our ears. If you don't like what's showing up in your world, you don't want to change your world. You want to change what your perceptions, your consciousness, your awareness. Your world is a mirror of your consciousness and awareness. And by changing your consciousness and awareness, your world will change. That's my personal belief, and that's how I've lived my life for going on 40 plus years since I was in my early 20s. And it works for me, and I think it's going to work for it will work for you too. If you're not happy with your life, change your consciousness, change your awareness, change your mindset, and your world will change along with it. All right, Leonard Perlmutter, bottom of the hour. Your call's next segment, 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about my personal favorite organ, the skin. And judging by how much money and attention and time we spend on this organ, the body's largest organ, I would venture to say many of you would agree that it's your favorite organ as well. Nonetheless, as much as we love our skin, or as much as we love taking care of our skin, or as much as we give our skin attention, we really don't understand the skin. You don't understand the structure of something, you can't understand the function of something. If you don't understand the function of something, you won't know what to do to enhance the function of that thing. That's true of everything. Structure equals function, and if you want to learn how to maximize function, you got to learn how to maximize or learn how to understand structure. And that's why we've been spending so much time talking about how this mysterious organ called the skin is put together. So, if you have dry skin, most people just slap a moisturizer on it without even thinking, why is the skin dry? Think about that. If you have dry skin, has it ever crossed your mind to wonder, why is my skin dry? Human skin should not be dry. If you have dry skin, there's a biochemical issue. There's a metabolic issue. There is a health issue, and dry skin is a precursor. It's a shot across the bow to heart disease, to cancer, to autoimmunity, to all bodily breakdowns, because it is a manifestation of a bodily breakdown itself. But if we don't understand the structure, we can't understand the function. And if we don't understand the function, we can't figure out how to maximize the function. And when something goes wrong, we're not going to know what to do. And that's the position most people are in. We don't know what to do about our skin. I get calls literally every day, calls or texts or emails literally every day from people who have a skin problem and don't know what to do. And the reason we don't know what to do is because our techniques and our strategies for taking care of the skin predate our understanding of the skin. If your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother went into a time machine from 1800, from 1700, from 1850, from 1890, and she got into a time machine, came to the year 2012, and she found herself in your bathroom, and she opened up your medicine cabinet, and she saw all your moisturizing creams. Most people have multiple. She would know exactly what to do. She'd just take the cream and slather it on her body, because we are doing the same thing she did in the 19th century or the 18th century. That is way before we understood the body itself, let alone the skin. Cell theory, the idea that the body is made up of cells and that all of the structure of the body comes out of cells, that became a thing in the late 19th century. Skincare, modern skincare, comes from the modern skincare. Well, of course, people have been taking care of their skin for eons. Cavemen took care of their skin. But the modern skincare business, as we know it today, where you go to the store and you buy a cream and you rub it on your body to moisturize, I hate that word, moisturize your skin. I'm doing air quotes here. That started in about 1860, 1870. Helena Ruinsai, I've told the story before, a Russian lady, she came over from Russia with some formulas that her grandmother from probably the 18th century came up with, and she started mixing them in her kitchen and selling them. And she's known among skincare historians as the mother of the modern skincare industry. And we're still doing the same thing Helena Rubinstein did. She didn't know about cells. She didn't know about things coming out of cells. She didn't know about the stratum corneum barrier. She didn't even know about the stratum corneum. She didn't know nothing about nothing. And that's the state of skincare. And that's why we have so many problems with our skincare. Everything I've been talking about here on this program for the last month when we talked about the skin, maybe 6 weeks, that was unknown to Helena Rubinstein. It's still unknown to the vast majority of people. So hopefully you don't think we're spending too much time talking about the structure here, because the function depends on the structure. If you're going to enhance the function, if you're going to have better, healthier, more beautiful skin, we got to understand the function and understand the structure first and foremost. So last program we talked about this super cool molecule called filaggrin. Filaggrin is secreted out of cells, actually secreted in cells, as they're moving upwards from the bottom to the top. So filaggrin is being produced inside cells as they're moving upwards. I'm not going to go into that whole process again. You got to listen to the programs from the last couple of days. But basically, cells move, grow, migrate, transit, they call it, from the bottom to the top, from the epidermis, bottom of the epidermis to the top. And as they're transiting, they're making different things, and they're secreting different things, they're changing shape. Ultimately, their end destination is the surface of the skin, where they're flat and hard and dead. And this process is extremely important. If it doesn't occur correctly, if there's inflammation, if there's malnutrition, if there's problems with oxygen, That whole transit process is not going to occur correctly, and the skin will be jacked up, period. That's how the skin gets jacked up for the most part. There's other things too, but that's one of the main ways. We'll say it's one of the main ways. It's in the transit. They call it differentiation because the cells take on different shape. One of the molecules that secrete is this stuff called filaggrin. It's really, really important, and we're going to talk about that when we come back from a break. We'll also get your phone calls. 844-236-6010. Leonard Perlmutter at the bottom of the hour. His book, Your Conscience, the Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. In fact, all our lines. Actually, got some calls here. We'll get to, hang on, we'll get you in just a moment. Leonard Perlmutter at the bottom of the hour. His book, Your Conscience, the Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. I read his book last weekend. It's a real easy read. It's got some super cool ideas in it, especially about attention and about consciousness, about the functions of the mind. And if you're going to understand function, you got to understand structure. That's what structure function is all about. Leonard Perlmutter will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls here. Just a moment. Let's see. We'll talk about filaggrin. F-I-L-A-G-G-R-I-N stands for, it's a shortened version of filament aggregating protein because it's involved in tightening up the proteins in cells so they can form a nice robust barrier. But it plays so many more roles than that. It's involved in just general health, the general health of the skin, including the barrier formation, including acid, keeping the skin at a low pH where it needs to be, and most importantly, making moisture factors. And we'll talk about that on our next Bright Side episode, and we'll talk about how you can support filaggrin, how you can feed filaggrin. No surprise, filaggrin, this super amazing molecule that very few people have heard of, is responsive to nutritional supplementation. And if you have eczema or dry skin or any kind of skin problem, you're going to want to know about that. We'll talk about that in our next Bright Side episode. And then we'll get your calls here in just a moment. 844-236-6010. A couple stories I want to read real quick. This is from the journal Immunology Letters. Intermittent fasting, a possible priming tool for host defense against SARS-CoV-2 infection. Heretofore, we will from now on, we'll just be calling it the infection, the viral infection. Crosstalk among calorie restriction, autophagy, and immune response. It turns out that when you eat less food, your body cleans itself out. It turns out when you eat less food, your immune system becomes more robust and strong and able to handle life. And this is why I have to check myself from getting really angry at medical professionals on television mostly who are just telling us these medical strategies to deal with infections. But nobody's telling us to intermittent fast. Nobody's telling us to exercise. Nobody's telling us to take your nutritional supplements. Nobody's telling us not to eat the crappy food. There are so many ways that we can support our health, infectious health, chronic disease health, degenerative health. There's so many ways we can support our health that have nothing to do with the medical model. Nothing. Zippo. Nada. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, but hopefully there's one or two people out there who are not the choir, who stumbled onto this program or listening through YouTube. Please, I'm telling you, you don't need the medical model to deal with lifestyle issues, and infections that are in the air count as lifestyle issues. Support your immune system. Intermittent fasting is not only critical for the immune system, it's also critical for blood sugar. I was just reading yesterday about the relationship between intermittent fasting and diabetes. And, of course, we know that the link to the relationship between diabetes and other illnesses like Alzheimer's disease and dementias, like autoimmune diseases, like obesity and hypertension and cardiovascular disease, is incontrovertible. So simply by intermittently fasting, that is reducing your calorie intake, taking long stretches or spending long stretches without eating. That's basically what intermittent fasting is taking long stretches without eating. If you do it maybe every day, stop eating at 3 in the afternoon, start eating again at noon. That gives you a lot of time to clean out your body. That gives you your body a lot of time to divert its resources or to use its resources for autophagy, meaning cleaning out the body. Autophagy is self-cleaning. And for supporting immunity and growth and repair and beautiful skin and an ability to think clearly as blood is redirected to the prefrontal cortex. There's so many ways that we can take care of our own business. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I've just got one more interesting story here. I'll do this real quickly. This is from the journal Lipotherapia. Beta amyloid, the chemical responsible for Alzheimer's disease, is secreted by fat cells and increased due to excess glucose or insulin resistance. And they want to give you an injection to get rid of beta amyloid. You've heard of the amyloid plaques, of course. They're blamed for Alzheimer's disease and dementias. These plaques form in the brain, and as I've been saying for decades, literally decades, if you have plaques and if you have fibers forming anywhere in your body is trying to take care of itself. It's a defensive response. In this case, it's probably a defensive response to glycation, to the destruction of tissue in the brain and the nervous system. Amyloidosis does not just happen in the brain. Alzheimer's dementia, which is blamed on amyloid plaques, is a form of amyloidosis. Amyloidosis is a lot of amyloid. Amyloid is a plaque. It's a fiber. And it's sticky. And it messes things up. And amyloidosis can happen anywhere in the body. And just because it happens in the brain doesn't make it a special disease. It's just happening. It's happening in response to, according to Lipotherapia, excess glucose or insulin resistance. Lower your blood sugar. Bottom line. That's where intermittent fasting, by the way, and calorie restriction can play a really important role, too. and lower your blood sugar. You go into autophagy and you make those wonderful, amazing bombs of energy called ketones. Okay, 844-236-6010 is our number, and there is our friend Tony in California. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, Ben. I became 86 this month, and I want to switch to become a person in your downline. Can I go from longevity to bright side?
Are you in a downline already?
Yes, well, I'm in Dave Michaels.
You know what?
5 years.
Well,
I want to get out of it.
Well, you have to talk to Michael, because longevity is very, they get mad at me. They don't get mad at me. Okay. People often want to join my downline, and then longevity gets mad at me.
Your administration is both the same. You and them, even though you charge different prices for your memberships, they're charging 50, you're charging 30.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I don't handle that. Why don't you do this, Tony? Send me an email. I don't have your number. If you'll send me an email, and we'll talk on the phone. Thanks so much,
Tony.
Appreciate it. How you feeling? You doing good? Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I'm doing great.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you. Love Tony, man. If you guys could ever see this, my friend Tony from Santa Cruz, he's 86 years old, he's about 6'3", strong as a bull. You shake his hand and it hurts when he shakes your hand. I mean, this is what human beings are capable of. What one person is capable of, all human beings are capable of. And Tony is an example of what all human beings are capable of. There are people who run up and down the stairs of the Empire State Building in their 90s. They have these contests. There are weightlifters in their 90s, women. There's a woman weightlifter I was reading about in New York City. And she is strong, man. Holy cow. I mean, I just saw her picture, but she's muscular. And she's in her 90s. This is what human beings are capable of. I want to inspire everybody out there who's less than fully functional and vital and their bodies are falling apart or frail. You can turn it around. The body can turn on a dime. But we need to turn on a dime. And we start with the mental and emotional and spiritual always, but from a physical perspective, nutritional supplementation, reducing your calories, making sure you're getting out there and exercising, and making sure you're relaxing your body through meditative practices and lightening up, relaxing. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest, the fourfold square of health. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest, and of course, no component of the fourfold square of health is more important than the mighty 90 essential nutrients, which you'll find in the Longevity Healthy Start Pack, as well as many of the other Longevity products. Head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and you can purchase products, but even better, you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, as well as the power and importance of good lifestyle strategies, not just for health if you're not healthy and not just for turning it around, but for longevity and quality of life. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Leonard Perlmutter will be with us in our next segment. His book, Your Conscience, the Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the vote has not been locked in by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Senate is expected to vote Monday on a motion to advance a temporary government funding bill that includes a suspension of the debt ceiling. The nation's debt is well over $28 trillion as of today. 60 votes will be needed to succeed. When asked if he would rule out using reconciliation to raise the debt limit, meaning you would only need a simple majority, Chuck Schumer avoided answering the question. Results from the audit of the 2020 election in Arizona's Maricopa County is expected to be delivered later today. An unconfirmed leak copy says there will be no surprises from the Maricopa recount. A Congressional Research Service report is implying President Biden may have improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office and could owe the Internal Revenue Service up to $500,000. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The close-knit hamlet of Blue Point on Long Island is coming together in light of the tragic Gabby Petito murder.
I can't but, you know, help but think that her family is going to be tremendously appreciative of this. You know, it's such a small community, and if we can come together like this for them, it's phenomenal. You know, the circumstances are tragic, but the ability to do this is what makes Blue Point Blue Point, as far as I'm concerned.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
We need justice in this case. This is somebody who, you know, this beautiful young girl, and to just see her murdered like that, and we need answers 100%.
Funeral arrangements are still being planned. The January 6th Commission subpoenaed a couple of Trump administration officials. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BrightSideBen.com. We've got a search box if you miss a program or want to review a subject or share a subject. A share topic with a friend or loved one. Head to brightsideben.com. You've got 11 years of daily archived health information, lots of good stuff, plus the longevity products, which you'll also find on my blog, pharmacistben.com, and my videos and interviews and various news stories and blog posts up at criticalhealthnews.com. Thanks, Jonty, for setting that one up. You can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites as well. You can purchase products and sign up to join either way. We would love it if you'd sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. Start yourself a home-based business if you're an entrepreneur. It's an ideal way to get into the nutritional supplement business for low cost and help change the world at the most powerful and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. When you treat the skin, when you treat the health of the skin, you beautify the skin. Health equals beauty, always. Healthy skin is beautiful skin, and that's what Truth Skin Health is all about. Remember, any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, just 100% active and functional ingredients, and that's why we have 2,000-plus 4 and 5 star reviews, which you can take a look at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. And you can purchase Truth Skin Health products. We've got some specials running right now at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I am super stoked to talk to our guest. I read his book last weekend. It's real easy to read, and it is packed with valuable information. It's called Your Conscience, The Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. And it's a big title and a big offer, but I would venture to say he comes through. Leonard Perlmutter. Please welcome Leonard Perlmutter to The Bright Side.
Hello, thank Leonard. You, Ben. Thank you for the invitation. Appreciate
thank,
it.
Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for your elegant little book. I love when people get to the point, and you get right to the point here. And so let me get to the point. What exactly your book? The title is Your Conscience. So what exactly is conscience? What do you mean? How do you distinguish that from consciousness?
Well, our conscience is one of the four major functions of the mind, and it is the only function of the mind that can discriminate, determine, judge, and decide. That means that every single choice that we have made in our lives, every single choice we will make in our lives, is always and has been always made by the conscience. The other three functions of the mind, namely the ego, senses, and unconscious mind, that we'll talk about in a few minutes, they are only advisors. They can only make suggestions. It's the conscience that has that exclusive ability to make a decision of what to do and what not to do.
Okay, so I agree with what you just said, but here's where I would have a problem with that. Your conscience is you're distinguishing your conscience from your unconscious. And I wonder, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me like a lot of decisions are made with our unconscious, not with our conscience.
Oh, that is sort of correct, but not exclusively correct. What actually happens is, in order for the conscience to provide the best wisdom that it has the capability of, the other three functions of the mind have to be quiet and not insistent, which is their habit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the ego, the senses, and the unconscious mind. All three of them are loud and they're pushy and create a great disturbance in the mind because they're very insistent.
But isn't, when you say loud
and pushy...
Just a moment. Go ahead.
So when we can quiet the ego, the senses, and the unconscious mind, the conscience acts as a mirror that can reflect perfect wisdom from the superconscious portion of the mind.
I love
that.
That
lies beyond the conscious, beyond the unconscious, in the same portion of the mind where Albert Einstein saw mathematical equations,
yeah,
and Paul McCartney hears beautiful melodies.
So it goes...
If the ego, senses, and unconscious mind are so unruly and won't give a quiet time so that the conscience can reflect wisdom from the center of consciousness, then the conscience will still make the decision, but it'll be based on the limited and often faulty perspectives of the ego, senses, and or unconscious mind.
So
it just rubber stamps it.
It's almost as if the ego, and based on your model here, it's almost as if the ego and senses and unconscious mind are kind of distortions or filters of perfect wisdom. And so by what you say quieting them, perfect wisdom can go through there without distortions, and you can get perfect wisdom in your choice making. That's what I'm hearing you say, correct?
Yes. I'll say it a different way.
Okay.
My job in every relationship is to parent the ego, the senses, and the unconscious mind to share their limited opinion. However, to ultimately support the superconscious wisdom reflected by the conscience, simply for the sake of an experiment to see what's to be done and what's not to be done.
See, this is a wonderful model, except for one thing. The unconscious seems to me we don't know about it. So when you say quiet it and it's noisy, I don't think the unconscious is noisy. I think it's silent, or at least it's silent to us. We don't hear it. And I think that's what, to me, that's where the problem with a lot of self-help and a lot of thought power and mind power and law of attraction, a lot of stuff comes from, is that there's this element of us that we don't know exists, except we know it from the results of our lives, but we don't know it ahead of time. How exactly can you quiet the unconscious when it's by definition unconscious?
When it's unconscious, we cannot, and it pulls the strings of the marionette.
Yeah.
But in the midst of relationships, and this is the key, in the midst of the relationship, the unconscious becomes conscious.
It's exposed.
Okay?
It's exposed.
So if I'm driving to work and some maniac cuts me off going at 90 miles an hour, so I have to slam on the brake to avoid an accident, what happens?
Your middle
anger
finger goes
comes
up.
Forward,
yes.
From the unconscious mind, and
got
I
it.
Have a conscious relationship.
That's
with
awesome.
Anger.
That's the solution. Then that explains how you can make the relationship is how the unconscious can be made conscious through
that's
the relationship.
And all of life is relationship.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's a mirror. I call it a mirror, but you're saying it's relationship. And so I always thought that the mirror will tell you what your unconscious is doing, but you're saying the relationship, and I call it a mirror.
Absolutely.
It's the same.
That's why we have relationships.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
This is,
but we also have relationships with everything, not just with people. We have relationships
absolutely.
With experiences.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As well
awesome.
As our own thoughts, desires, emotions, and concepts.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Everything is relationship. Nothing exists without relationship.
And whenever we have a relationship, it means one thing.
Yeah.
We have to take an action. And whenever we take an action, whether it's a physical action, a verbal action, or a mental action, there's always a consequence.
Okay, so I want to talk. We got to take a break. I want to talk about that idea of relationship and action, and then we'll talk about some of your experiments. Leonard Perlmutter is with us. His book, Your Conscience, the Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity, and solve all of life's challenges. More with Leonard Perlmutter on The Bright Side right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your
your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Leonard Perlmutter. His book, Your Conscience, The Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. And I would say that that title, Leonard, is not... it's not inaccurate, because what you're saying cuts to the chase. It gets right down to the root of everything, this idea of consciousness and its relationship to how we experience life. Talk to us a little bit more before you went to break. You're saying there's a connection between relationship and action. Flesh that out a little bit for us.
Every time we have a relationship, it means we have to take an action. That's what relationship means.
Mm.
We have to do something. We have to say something. We have to think something.
Mm.
And the law of karma, which was restated in more relative modern times as Newton's third law of motion, mm-hmm. for every action, there's an equal reaction.
Wow.
There's a consequence that develops from every action.
Yeah.
So relationships, every relationship that comes to us comes with a purpose. My feeling is that every relationship that comes to me, every relationship, not just human, every relationship, even thoughts from my mind, they all represent the consequence of a previous action that I have taken somewhere.
Wow.
Providing
me
the perfect opportunity to examine my own unconscious mind and to rewrite that software in ways that are more beneficial for me and for all of humanity.
You can see what's percolating in the unconscious by seeing your relationships, by watching.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's some good stuff there. All right, so you have, the book has got all kinds of great concepts in there, but one of my favorite parts is the exercise, or the experiments.
Yes, that's the whole thing. It's all about the experiments, because I tell people I don't want them to believe what I say.
Uh-huh.
I want them to be, like myself, a doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
A good scientist is always
absolutely skeptical.
A doubting Thomas.
Absolutely.
But they are also dedicated to the scientific experiment.
That's right. That's right.
So if people are interested in using their conscience, don't believe and do what I say. Test it yourself within your own relationships.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Say we just had dinner. And then the question comes up, am I going to brush my teeth or am I not going to brush my teeth? So I have to play the parent here. And I, as the parent, in order to resolve this issue, am I going to brush my teeth, am I not going to brush my teeth, I invite the ego, the senses, the unconscious mind, and the conscience to the kitchen table. And we all sit around, and I orchestrate the conversation. I say, ego, what's your opinion about brushing your teeth? Ego says, I'm against it. It's unpleasant. Thank you very much, ego. Senses, what do you say? Well, if the truth be known, I had a wonderful dinner, especially the dessert. I love apple pie. It's my favorite. So insofar as brushing my teeth, I'm against it. I want a second piece of apple pie instead. Thank you very much for your limited perspective, I say, as the parent. Then I go to the unconscious. What do you say? Oh, I'm with the other two because I have lots of habits and lots of memories about eating, and I too like apple pie. Okay, now I'd like the three of you just to sit quietly while I ask the conscience to reflect perfect wisdom from the superconscious portion of the mind and share what the conscience has found. Conscience, you have the floor. So the conscience then speaks to the group and says, well, you know, this life that we're living, it's not a sprint. It's more like a marathon. And for a marathon, we need healthy teeth. We need healthy gums. We need a strong, healthy immune system. And if we could just take a time out for 2 minutes and brush our teeth, that will go a long way to provide that health and that healthfulness in body and mind.
Okay,
so we all march off for the sake of an experiment. To the bathroom, we brush our teeth, and then we come back to summarize.
Okay, so that...
Ego, what did you think? Well, I was afraid by changing my habit that somehow I would die, but I'm still here, and it wasn't so bad. Okay, and senses, what do you say now that you have experienced that for yourself? And the senses says what? Gee, you know, when the tongue glides over the teeth, I really enjoy that. I don't feel the mossy feeling. And unconscious mind says, well, it wasn't so bad. So we have just done a fairly simple experiment, and the ego, the senses, and the unconscious mind have experienced a pleasure where they thought it was going to be painful. And now they trust me more than they did before the experiment, and I can build on that.
Okay,
and that's my job.
So you're saying that when there's a battle, if you will, like the classic battle with the angel on one shoulder and the devil.
That stereotypical image.
Right, that image. So you're saying when that happens, to somehow, as a parent, go into or try to persuade these three levels of mind, ego, senses, and unconscious, try to persuade them to do an experiment and then
That's right. They are our children.
Yeah.
We are a holistic organism. We don't want to get rid of the ego. My gosh, I would not be able to talk to you intelligently without a healthy ego. I can't drive an automobile without a healthy ego.
And the senses are the most awesome part of it.
I have a body. I have senses. Life is to be enjoyed.
Yeah.
Why would I deny myself a nice slice of tiramisu?
Well, you have to parent them. You have to nurture
them. That's right.
Yeah, nurturing. That's right. I think we have a nurturing problem in general in the world. We don't appreciate the value of nurturing, like the importance.
That's right. Well,
right?
We don't know anything about love.
Yeah.
All we know is things like I Heart New York. We know little jingles, So the culture says, well, if I know what I Heart New York means, then I can say to you, I heart you.
Do
I know anything about love?
It's simulated nurturing.
We just skim the surface of consciousness, half asleep, half awake.
Yeah. We simulate nurturing. We imitate nurturing. We have artificial nurturing, but true nurturing is missing. And I think because the need for nurturance is so imprinted in us, it's so driven in us that we seek it wherever we can, even in addictions or even in authorities or even in tribes or being herd behavior, because we're looking to be nurtured.
So what kind of parent am I?
Well, you're hopefully a nurturing parent here, and based on what you're saying,
because I've experimented, but we have to teach people that they need to experiment to nurture themselves. Everybody needs to learn to love themselves.
Yeah.
They can't love anybody else if they don't love themselves.
100%. Yeah, so speaking of love, where does love fit into this? Is that how you're defining nurturance as love, or is love relationship? Is there a relationship between the word love and the word relationship?
Absolutely. Love is the most ancient traveler. Love is traveling from eternity to eternity, and it is the origin of every emotion. Now, we know that emotions are a lot more powerful than just a thought. It's a different form of energy. It's really powerful. Mm-hmm. And these emotions come from the four primitive fountains that affect every animal, including human animals. Those four primitive fountains are for food, sex, sleep, and self-preservation. So the essence of every emotion is love. But if this human being with this mind believes in a deluded way that I, Leonard, am the body, that I, Leonard, am the mind and my thoughts and desires and emotions, then that love coming through emotion is going to change into a desire for an object. And if that desire for the object is blocked, then it changes again, that love changes again to anger. And if that desire is fulfilled, it turns to fear that I might lose what I have.
Mm. So if you're attaching love to some kind of object, you're inevitably going to either feel fear, or what was the first one you said?
You'll always feel fear because you're afraid
of losing it.
You're losing it, or you're afraid you're not going to get it.
Or you're afraid you're not going to get it. Leonard, there's so much more I want to talk to you about, but we're out of time. First, thank you so much for your work and for your book, Your Conscience, The Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. Super elegant book, super easy to read in. Very, very valuable.
We have a website, Ben, at yourconscience.org.
Yourconscience.org. Thank you so much, Leonard. Do you mind hanging on the line here while I say goodbye? And I just want to say goodbye to you off air.
Good deal.
Thank you so much. That was Leonard Perlmutter, the book, Your Conscience, The Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges, and the website, yourconscience.org. Thanks so much for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.